Unit 10, page 81, Journalism Debate. Listening Extra, Exercise D. Listen again. Complete the sentences with no more than four words.
Welcome to our show. Today we are discussing the question, should we regulate how journalists get information for their stories? Let me introduce our guests. First, we have Dr. James Gilmore, professor and former journalist who recently published a book on ethics in journalism. Welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
Next, we have Marion McCall, a journalist with over 20 years' experience. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Let's begin with Dr. Gilmore, who thinks it important that there be strict regulations on information gathering.
Thank you. The question I'd like to start with is this. Should we require that journalists follow a code of ethics? The answer, of course, in my view, is yes. Therefore, it follows that we should be demanding that journalists not hack into people's email accounts, nor should they use secret recordings, or generally trick people into giving information. Simply put, it's essential that journalists maintain the highest professional standards at all times, because if we don't insist on that, there may well be serious consequences. Take the recent case of those journalists who went to jail for hacking into celebrity voicemails. Like everyone else, I was shocked by what they had done. We all know that there is interest in celebrities. That's only natural. But that doesn't mean journalists should employ these kinds of tactics to get a story. Cases like that have had negative consequences for the entire profession of journalism. Basically, we have lost public trust. Journalists have to win back that trust. And for that reason, we need to insist that strict regulations on information gathering be implemented.
Thank you, Dr. Gilmore. Now let's turn to Ms. McCall. Ms. McCall, what is your view on this issue?
Well, clearly journalists should not be encouraged to do anything illegal. However, having said that, I believe it is every journalist's responsibility to look for the truth. Like any other citizen, I depend on journalists to be whistleblowers and report any wrongdoings or illegal activities. If there are too many rules and regulations, those kinds of stories would never be written. And those are the stories that result in significant positive changes for the average citizen. In other words, it's important that one consider the final outcome of a story, the social changes that it might bring about. Yes, there are unprofessional journalists, but that doesn't mean the entire profession behaves in the same way. You see, Dr. Gilmore, my question is, do you think that creating a new set of regulations for journalists is necessary because a small number of unprofessional reporters seem to have been engaging in unethical activities? Is it not an overreaction that could have serious implications for the role of journalism in society?
Good point. Dr. Gilmore?
Well, I don't think it's an overreaction. As I said earlier, the public has a right to demand that some areas of our lives be private, off limits. I mean, don't you think that most readers prefer professional journalism to criminal activity?
Well, first of all, let me say that I am no way supporting criminal activity, but sometimes the public needs to know the truth. A journalist could be going onto a social networking site or into an email account to find information that might save lives, for example. And it's essential that any new rules should not prevent journalists from finding a way to do that. In other words, there are always going to be exceptional cases where journalists have to make difficult decisions. Now, ethical journalists, they've been doing that for years, and the world is a better place for it.
Thank you. When we return from our break, we'll continue our discussion.